We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, 6:15, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Got traffic coming up in a couple of minutes. We got some problems, I-10 East at Chef. The interstate would appear to be closed. We'll get all the details on that with Joshua Dausch. That would be I-10 East would be heading out of the city towards Slidell, but we'll keep you apprised of that. Be aware of it for now. I don't even know where to start with our guest, Peter Scharf, adjunct professor, criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Public Health, other than to quote him, and he was on a local news station giving an interview, and he says, no rules, and it's a savage dog-eat-dog kind of world. How you doing, Peter?
Well, with that, I guess I'm okay. You know, but you're right. This is a wake-up call. New Orleans, we got killers running around.
Peter, I got to tell you, you know, when you look at the pizza delivery driver, her car being stolen, the car just stops, somebody gets out and takes it. I wonder if they follow her from the pizza place and know she's got to stop eventually, and that's when they're going to boost the car, although they don't know if she's going to leave it running, or if they're just driving around and see the car running with the doorman's like, hey, let's take it. I don't know which is worse. And then you got the landscapers yesterday, I think it was, these poor guys just getting out the truck trying to go about their business. Holding up landscapers, that doesn't seem to be a group of people with deep pockets. What the hell is going on, man?
Yeah, and then you have the Martinez Mitchell, the police officer at the Carver basketball game.
Oh, yes.
You know,
yeah,
I think this is what I'm thinking. I think we've got different types of violent crime threats, and we're focusing too much on the numbers. And the numbers are up, by the way. I sent them to you. We had 30 murders in the first 2 months. Last year we had 27. That's not a big difference. But it's not the trend we hoped was going to occur. But again, you know, you think about what was going on in the carjack in the that interview you mentioned. They circle a car, two of them. They shoot the guy once. They back off a little bit. They come back to make sure they're dead. The person's dead. And again, you know, what is it? My suspicion is it's a contract murder.
Yeah, that was a stone cold hit. There's no doubt about that, is there?
None. But the rules of contracts, you know, you better have the other guy dead or you're in trouble. And there's money involved. And you take the money and you're going to kill a guy. And these are young people, and what happened to their values? How did they go off the radar? In the Carver incident, you have people who are walking time bombs. You say, sir, put on your mask, and I'm assuming that's the fact set. You know, please, we better get out of here until we get this straight. You'd already mugged somebody, and they explode in pull a gun out of a waistband and shoot this poor officer who was a great person. So, you know, we have some serious problems in the city. And what I don't see is a citywide strategy to deal with what criminologist Marvin Wolfgang called the two percenters, the subset of a subset that are lethal. And we don't know what to do with them. And we better figure this out or the city is going to be in deep trouble.
The thing that struck me about that officer's killing, in addition to the tragedy, was this guy was probably not the only one carrying a gun that night in the city, right? I mean, you say he reached into his waistband and pulled out a gun. How many others are there out there where this is just normal operating procedure, where they strap up before they leave the house?
Yeah, it's the American Express card. Don't leave home without it. And that, you know, and again, the reasons, you know, are complex. One, fear of other kids, fear of being bullied, that this person was older. You know, and again, the emotional explosiveness in some individuals, and probably this guy, they're, you know, if you look at them wrong, any perceived insult can result in death. And, you know, how do we get to this situation? You know, and again, these two incidents, they're jarringly at odds with the rhetoric, both national and local. You know, these are not victims. And I think there's a rhetoric that all criminals are victims and being racially victimized or whatever. You know, if you circle a car.
Let me pick it up there when we come back. Right there. Well, that's a good point to stop, Peter. We'll pick it up as.
Great.
What did you say just now? The narrative is all criminals are victims. Is that what you said?
Yeah, there's the rhetoric around the country and here, too.
That, all right, we'll pick it up there. When we come back, Peter Scharf, our guest, adjunct professor, criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Public Health, talking about crime in New Orleans. And it seems every week we talk about it, it gets more brazen and more brazen. 6:21, time for traffic now, WWL. 25, Tom Tucker, WWL, Tuesday morning, March 2nd. And we're talking about crime, as we do every Tuesday morning at this time. Peter Scharf, our guest, adjunct professor and criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Public Health. Murders are up slightly at this time compared to last year, but certainly not going in the right direction. And, Peter, before we went to break, you were talking about this rhetoric that the perps are somehow viewed as victims.
Yeah, we have a rhetoric, and you know, I'm talking to chiefs and captains all over the city, all over the country, and they're all saying the same thing, that there's a rhetoric of structural inequality, there's rhetoric of victimization, and there's not much concern for the victim, but I'm a progressive, and you know, we've got to really think realistic. I mean, if somebody circles a car, shoots a guy, then goes back and shoots him again to make sure he's dead.
Several times.
This is not a victim, I'm sorry. Mm. You know, of structural anything. You know, this is a
stone-cold killer and needs to be dealt with like that, correct?
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. And now I'm not arguing for LWOPs, life without possibility of parole. But I'm saying you better monitor these people before they kill people. And we have a group of individuals in the city who, in my doctorate, was working with characters like these on moral development. And they're what we call stage one, power and obedience. That's all they understand. And why would somebody think it's right to kill another kid? Forget the multiple times, that's aesthetics. But we've allowed people to go through the school system, family system, such as they are, and they have very limited conscience. And that's the problem. You know, and then also we probably have people with undiagnosed neurological impediments. They have explosive anger, and you insult them, they shoot somebody. Again, that's not in the range of normal behavior. Luckily, it's very rare. But you look at somebody wrong, you look at the girlfriend, you sit on their car and you get shot. You know, so and it's actually an argument for prevention and detection. We've got to identify these individuals pretty early and get them into some system of care and intervention. And the moral development treatment I develop you know, what we focused on was, I think, what's going on in several of these cases. People think it's right to kill someone. If you think it's right to kill someone because they insult you or look at your girlfriend, you know, it's not, you know, you don't have to go much further. You have to correct that. And how did these, one, the historical question is, how did they get there? The more important question is, we've got, as you said, a bunch of armed individuals with limited moral capacity. And what are we going to do about it? And that's the challenge for the city right now. And I don't see a lot of answers. We tolerate it. Okay.
When you talk about hired killer, and we only got a minute to go to the break here, is there a subset of hitmen, almost like Murder Incorporated, where that's what they do? They don't care what gang they're working for. They'll just take the contract on whomever?
Yeah, there are, and it's not that organized, but there are people who are available, let's say. I've met a bunch and killed several people and just sitting there. And available for, you know, work for hire, and that's explosive. And again, how can they ever emerge from that? No matter what happens in the correctional system, you know, how do you get over that? And I know people who have actually emerged, but it's very difficult. Takes a long time. Takes a systematic intervention.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back. Tommy Tucker talking to Peter Scharf, adjunct professor, criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Public Health, about crime. We do it every Tuesday morning. Right now it's time for WWL First News, and for that we go to Dave Cohen.
Doses of Johnson & Johnson.
We're talking about crime, but our WWL listener poll is talking about something else that's very important as well. Louisiana's administered over 1 million COVID-19 vaccines, closing in on 25% of the state's population. And with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, more help's on the way. Are you in that number? Well, guess what? Those are exactly how the poll numbers are lining up. Have you gotten the vaccine yet? 25% are saying yes, which is where the numbers are, and 75% are saying no. We're talking to Peter Scharf, our guest, adjunct professor, criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Public Health. He'll be doing an interview with Cambridge University tomorrow, so this is a worldwide, I guess, issue as it relates to crime in New Orleans, a case study. Would you go so far as to say that, Peter?
Yeah. You know, I got discovered after 45 years by these folks in Cambridge, the best criminology institute, and they're going to interview me tomorrow. But let me tell you what we did. This is how we dealt with folks like the guy circling the car. One, yeah, we'd absolutely hold them responsible. So we brought in Mortimer Adler, who was the editor of Encyclopedia Britannica at the time and a world-class philosopher. And he just started talking to these guys, and he'd say, why do you kill these people? They're all murderers in this group in Alaska, in Lemon Creek Prison in Alaska, the maximum security prison. And they'd say, I was sexually abused. So Mortimer would say, what the F does that have to do with why you kill somebody? That's not why he killed him. He killed him because he killed him. You know, and the approach that works with, you know, if you can try and save him, is an incredibly, you know, reality therapy. Get in your face. You also have to realize that a lot of the individuals who are these young killers, armed killers, they have very limited empathy skills. So you ask them, do you feel bad when he killed a guy? It's kind of like eating a bad hamburger in McDonald's. You know, they didn't get it, really. You know, and this has really become the sort of standard, this sort of cognitive behavioral approach. But the key is you don't try and remake them. You don't try and give them therapy so they feel better. You focus on the behaviors that lead them to kill. And that's what's in the meta-analysis of all the programs that were tried. A guy named Jean Drow did it. And, you know, and very few people want to do that. You know, with these, they don't care enough or they're not good at it or whatever. But, you know, I think that's the hope. So as you said, you have these young kids with limited moral reasoning skills, limited empathy, and they're, as you point out very rightly, they're armed, right? So the only approach is you identify them, you get them in some kind of social interaction mode, and you start building something that most kids have by 7 years old, empathy and reasonable moral judgment. You don't do that.
And you can't. Well, what I was going to say is, Peter, it seems as though we're trying to apply techniques that you would use for somebody that has been brought up in a stable environment, and I'm not making them a victim at all, but that has coping skills, that is, for whatever reason, normal, right, by all standards,
yeah,
and
yeah,
you're trying to
absolutely
use that approach with these people, but they don't have the skills that it takes for this approach to be effective, correct?
Well, that's a fascinating question. You know, there are actually two cases. One where they have literally they don't have the cognitive ability to think through moral problems at all. That's a very difficult problem. And then you go to the other extreme, the Ted Bundy kind of extreme, where somebody can have a high IQ and low moral reasoning and empathy skills. So sort of, you know, and that's a different problem and maybe more difficult to solve than the kid who's cognitively limited, you know. And I've talked to a lot of people who've killed people, you know, better for better or worse. And a lot of them don't think very clearly. And again, the toughest ones to deal with are the sort of, if you want to call them sociopaths, the ones who have the cognitive ability, but they don't have the moral empathy skills or moral reasoning skills. And that's, you know, that's a long journey.
In terms of,
what are you thinking?
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, you sent me this story about the daytime killings happening in 2009, and here we are 2021 doing the same thing. What possible, and we can answer this when we come back because we're coming up on a break, but give me a reason, give me something that needs to happen so that you and I, God willing, if he gives us another 10 years, aren't sitting here having the exact same conversation in 2031 and then looking back on news stories from 2021 and 2009 and saying, yep, same thing, nothing's changed. Because that's what I think people want to know, and I don't know what the answer is. I really don't, because if you don't change it, to me it seems like the old thing with a football team running the ball. Until you stop it, they're going to do it, so how do we stop it? Peter Scharf, adjunct professor, criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Public Health. It seems as though the robberies are getting more brazen during the daytime. Even yesterday, I think it was landscapers uptown. Landscapers, guys getting out to do some, and that's honorable work. There's nothing wrong with that. But you don't necessarily think of landscapers as wealthy people, especially while they're at work. But then a Honda Civic just stops, holds the guys up, takes whatever in their pocket, and takes off. 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:55, couple of minutes left with Peter Scharf, adjunct professor and criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Public Health. We talk every Tuesday morning at 6 o'clock about crime in the area. And, Peter, I was saying before the break, if, you know, the good Lord gives us each 10 more years and you and I are talking at, you know, this time,
absolutely,
this date in 2031, are we going to be having the same conversation? What has to happen to keep us from having the same conversation of, yeah, well, it's something, or maybe it's even worse?
I want to just add one little murder secret in. You look at the car incident. Why shoot all the landscapers? Why shoot people in daylight? That's when the victims are exposed. So the reason the poor guy who died in the car incident is on his floor mat trying to clean his car floor, and that's the best time to kill him. You know, these
easily
are real
found.
Opportunity. Yep.
Right. Easily found, easily identified, etc.
Yeah. So the daylight is not shocking to me. I think we've got to go to an early intervention and identification system. So, you know, with all the stuff going around the city between the district attorney, the police, and every mayor and everybody else, let's get together and pick up these kids before they kill someone. That's the only time to do it. And you know, afterwards, it's you're just incurring cost in the state prison, you know, more than $1 million over a criminal lifetime. So LWOP, life without possibility of parole, are not a great solution. They drive you broke before they fix crime. And, you know, the key is, how do we pick these kids up? And a lot of some of these killer kids are totally disengaged. Remember the Daiquiri Shop murder a couple of years ago? Three people killed, seven shot. They never caught anybody because these kids had almost no connections with any mainstream anything. They weren't in school. They weren't working. They weren't in social services. So you got to bring these disengaged folks in and get them into some structured program. You got to look at the research, look at the evidence, see what works. And that's our only hope. You know, and it's not just stuff I did 45 years ago. It's the newer stuff. There's brain stuff. There's neurology stuff. There are a number of interventions that show promise. And we just have no imagination. That's the only thing. It is wait for people to kill people. That's all I can do. I am so disappointed in all of us, and I include myself. And we've gotten into this passive, retributive, you know, nothing. You know, not going to get anywhere. And, you know, I talked to a couple of leaders in the criminal justice system yesterday preparing for this, and they thought it could get a lot worse before it gets better. So we've got to get off our city pity party and, you know, and figure out, you know, if we can go to Mars, we can figure out how to identify these kids before they kill someone and come up with an effective strategy.
But kinder, gentler is not the way.
No. My doctoral advisor, they had me describe my therapeutic style, and I don't want to say it on the radio, but it was the listen a-hole school of therapy. You know,
yeah, I think that's what it is. I think we need more of that, Peter. Honestly, I swear to God, I really do. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're the
tell
best.
Everybody in England,
the best time this is the best time of my week. Seriously.
Tell everybody in England hello for me tomorrow, will you?
Oh, I sure will. Thank you, Tom. Thank you. Send him the tape.
You bet. Dude, please, yeah. 6:59 now. We're going to take a break. Come back. Talk to Robert Hogan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.